Well, hello, my awesome friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely fantastic day today, and we have a bunch of different topics we are going to cover. One last thing, I want to remind everybody and let them know the magnesium brain food on sale as the last day of product of the week. It will be changing later on this afternoon, so I want to give everybody a heads up on that if they wanted to grab any of the magnesium brain food on sale right now on the last day. Be sure to check that out. And also, too, keeping everybody posted, I talked again to my manufacturer of the food buckets that are going on right now. The organic buckets, we have multiple cases en route right now for us. And they are starting to run low on those. They're actually starting to get short on the organic ingredients. The meat buckets, they do have an adequate supply in, as those are more of a staple supplement as, you know, dehydrated meat. But the organic ones is what exactly I thought was going to start happening this summer, as more and more people stockpile, prep, and get ready for certain things that are going to be happening, as we've all started to kind of picked up on it now. You're going to start seeing shortages and scarcity inflation, which is going to start driving prices of certain foods, certain compounds, certain ingredients through the roof as they're harder and harder to get. Just to give you guys a heads up on that. So I encourage everybody, make sure you're staying up and prepped on anything you need, especially for your family and loved ones, especially the children. The kids, you know, as we're seeing more of this stuff start to escalate and come about, all the way from Disney to the school districts to these teachers, they're becoming more and more militant about what their overall agenda is. And that's why it's so important we continue to make sure we sift through the truth of what's really happening. Now, there's been some topics that have been brought up over the last 2 days now on, you know, kind of almost mainstream alternative media that have blown up out of nowhere. Even some stuff that we have talked about in the past, it's now starting to come back to light again on this. And Dad's been doing some research on it. So have I. I'm going to let him kind of bring it up a little bit more, as this is a very interesting topic. But I want to make sure everybody understands, always do your own research and do your own investigative journalism and your own digging. I encourage you to do that, even on the topics we bring up on our show. Just because somebody brings something up out of nowhere and starts saying this is what's happening, this is facts, whether it's mainstream media or alternative media, do your own research. I encourage you to do that all the time. As you know what I always say, do your own research. What do you think, Dad, and what do you think about this topic that you're about to bring up right now?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, and I broke the story last week. I talked about it. You know, I didn't go into depth with it, but I talked about how a lot of people believe the origin of the, you know, coronavirus and basically the gain of function was using bats, you know, from the Wuhan, you know, fish market, bat market, where they like to eat bats and snakes. And last week I mentioned that a lot of people are now seeing that there might be a link to snake venom being used to corrode that, as far as the type of protein that they're using, as far as in the injections and in the virus itself. And, you know, and so a lot of people, and I mean, we've talked about this in the past, but every time you talk about the snakes, it basically is boo-hooed by fact checkers. But when you talk about the bats, oh, it's about the bats, about the bats, about the bats. And you know, and so there was a researcher who worked at the University of Pittsburgh. His name was Bing Liu. He's a Chinese professor, and he died in a murder-suicide. Now, what's interesting about this is it says CIA all over it, but we don't know that. You know, because these murder suicides have been basically dialed in by these guys. You don't really know what they do and how they do it. And, you know, we saw that one movie, The Shooter, and we saw how they can actually, they showed it on Hollywood, how they could do it. And so whether this is true or not, but it reeks of the CIA. It says Bing Liu, a 37-year-old assistant professor at the University of Pittsburgh. This, by the way, this article is from 2 years ago from the BBC. It's dated May the 7th, 2020. This is not new news. This is old news. Bing Liu, a 37-year-old assistant professor at University of Pittsburgh, he was found dead in his house on Saturday. Colleagues said he was close to making significant findings on his studies of COVID-19, sparking online speculation it was an assassination. But police say it was a murder-suicide. He was found with multiple gunshot wounds to the head, to the neck, to the torso, and the extremities in his home in Pittsburgh suburbs, according to the local police department. Now, that's not usually how they do this, as far as if the CIA or somebody comes in and they do this. They usually, it's a small caliber bullet to the back of the head, usually one shot. This almost like sounds like a, you know, a crime of passion, but they could have done it that way to make it look that way too. The gunman, supposedly, was identified as a 46-year-old software engineer, Haigu, and that's H-A-O-G-U, and authorities said he took his own life after returning to his car. Well, now, they don't know if he did it. They don't know if he took his own life. They're speculating. Liu and Gu knew each other, homicide detective said. The investigation has determined it was a murder-suicide resulting from a lengthy dispute regarding an intimate partner. Now, whether or not this was a woman or a gay guy or whatever they have, I don't know. I don't care. They said there was zero evidence the case was linked to Liu's research and the current public health crisis. And so, you know, some people are saying that he was working on finding the snake venom that had been used, supposedly, or linked this coronavirus to the snake venom. Other people say that this is just all speculation and simply not true, and it has unleashed a flurry of people talking about this. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying that the researchers who did the research on this aren't right or wrong. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying do your own research. But it doesn't matter a bit at this point whether it was snake venom. It doesn't matter one bit if it was from a bat. It doesn't matter if it was from a Tyrannosaurus rex or some type of caterpillar or some type of king cobra. Or it doesn't make any difference. You know, we know that something's going on with the coronavirus and they're using it for eugenics program, but the protocol still remains zinc, potassium iodide, quercetin, which we have in our HGH stimulating vitamin C, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C plus antioxidants, which is loaded with quercetin, bentonite clay if you need to detoxify your intestinal tract, D3, K2, nitric oxide, for like we use in our HGH stimulating, which is also loaded with quercetin. Nothing's changed. Okay, I got to say that again. We already know that the remdesivir is an unbelievably bad poison. Now, whether if it's been linked to snake venom or not, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what type of research has been done to prove or substantiate this all this information. Some people are saying that the monocolloidal antibodies were like an anti-venom. We don't know. All we have is a preliminary research here. But listen to me for a second, all my friends. We already know that these coronavirus is a gain-of-function virus that was being used. Now, some people are speculating that then this is probably true. If the snake venom was used, and snake venom is being used in the mRNA vaccines to change our DNA, we know that Lucifer in the Garden of Eden was a snake. We know that. We can't even pretend like that's not true. We know he showed up with Eve as a snake. You know, David Icke, who I agree with 90% of the time, but he is not a Christian. He talks about the reptilian race that runs the planet. We'd call them the fallen angels because, you know, Lucifer did show up as a reptile. We've got to look at it from that point of view, too. So we've got all of this stuff that's happening. James Earl Jones did a movie back in 1982, I believe it was, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which, by the way, he was a horrible actor back then. But he did a movie, I think it was called Conan the Barbarian, in which James Earl Jones basically morphed himself into this giant snake, and they had this big epic battle at the end with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not recommending the movie because it was absolutely awful. But the reality is that this group of people from the area known we know now as the Ukraine, the Khazars, they were snake people, and they worshiped snake gods, you know, back, you know, the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th century. And we need to understand who these people are and what they believe. And see, when you look at what they do and who they believe, worship, they worship the snake god. And the snake god they say that they worship is the Shiva Lingam, which is basically a concept of God and, you know, in Satanism. And all of this stuff is based on this group of people believing the snake is the head god. It goes right back to the Kabbalah. It goes right back to them believing that the snake wraps itself into the branches of the universe, all of this stuff. So what we can't do, and this is super important to me, friends, is we cannot allow ourselves to get caught up in snake venom versus a bat. It's the same thing. It kills people. It's a eugenics bioweapon. Really, really important. I've got people calling me from all over the world right now, texting me like, what the heck, did you see this new video that just came out? Which is, by the way, very well done with its own theatrical music. But the reality is that how much of it is theatrics? I don't know. We already know that the coronavirus is basically a man-made product with gain-of-function research that was done out of Wuhan or Fort Detrick, if they were trying to cover that up still, or out of Ukraine, if they're trying to cover up that still. All we know is this. The same supplements that we used for the last 2 years are still the same supplements that we're recommending for any type of problem associated with COVID. So don't let yourself get caught up in basically hysteria. That's really, 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 really important. But let me cover a little bit more about this real quick, and I'll talk about it. Let's talk about snake venom. What does it do to the heart? The lethal potency of cobra venom, cardiotoxin, is 1/20th of its neurotoxin. The primary action of a cardiotoxin is to act directly on cell membranes, causing many effects in the skeletal, cardiac, smooth muscles, nerves, and neuromuscular junctions, thus contributing to circulatory and respiratory paralysis. And one single drop of snake venom can make your blood clot up. And it's unbelievable what it can do. And it can destroy blood cells. Hemotoxins cause hemolysis, the destruction of blood cells, or induce blood coagulation, clotting, etc. A common family of hemotoxins includes snake venom, you know, so we have to understand that. And when we have snake venom enter into your blood, it can trigger lots of tiny blood clots. And then when the venom punches holes in the blood vessels, causing them to leak, there's nothing left to stem the flow and the patient bleeds to death. Other venoms can basically cause increased blood pressure, decrease blood pressure, and prevent bleeding or create it. So the snake venom is pretty bad stuff. It really is. That's been used in a lot of drugs over the years, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is we know that snake venom is bad. I mean, it's not like that's something new or something less new or whatever. It's part of it. And the University of Arizona researchers did find a link between COVID deaths and snake venom. That's absolutely – I posted these articles on the website. And Fauci's agency, again, admits it gained function of work in Wuhan. I'm posting that on the website. And snake venom, basically, you know, components affecting blood coagulation and vascular systems, I'm posting that on the website. But don't allow yourself to get caught up in this. Oh, my God, it's a snake. Now, if they're injecting us with COVID vaccines and the mRNA vaccine is derived from snake venom or from a snake and they're trying to change us to that of the evil one, well, that would just tie back into what I've been telling you guys for the last 8 years with Genesis chapter 6. How these fallen angels, the entities that run this planet, have come into this planet now and have basically tried to overthrow God with this giant war that's been going on for millennia in the heavenlies. God tells us that, and that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and all the other things in these other areas. I'm the only show, and Austin and I are the only show, that come in and we talk about the influence of the Satanists, the influence of the Kabbalists, the influence of the snake worshippers, all of these people who worship that snake Isof. Nobody else talks about that, do they? Well, there's a reason for that. It's very politically incorrect. Last night, we spent the night here in Asheville. I'm in Asheville right now doing the show. And what was interesting about that is this morning I was in the restaurant and we started talking to some people, and I had forgotten how incredibly liberal North Carolina, particularly Asheville, is. And so we were getting stares, hard and cold, with the looks of those in whose vicinity we had spoke. It was funny this morning. And it's just weird. So people out there are going to either believe the truth or they're not going to believe the truth. People out there are going to, because I talked this morning about how Disney had really done itself in with promoting child grooming. Oh, my gosh, did the entire group there get quiet. God, it was pretty early, so there weren't that many people in the restaurant. It's like you could tell, like, he's talking about that. He can't talk about that. And you know, in Disney stocks, it plummeted. We talked about that by 35% in the last year. And all of these different things that nobody else wants to cover or talk about, we kind of talk about on this show. But we got to realize, you know, the association between COVID-19 and blood clots was recognized early in the pandemic among hospitalized patients. These patients experienced blood clots in both deep veins and arteries, which sometimes led to strokes and heart attacks. Although these conditions have mostly been seen in patients with severe COVID-19, people with moderate illnesses also develop blood clots. Data from the beginning of the pandemic indicate that the incidence of blood clots is severe in COVID-19 ranges, in illnesses range from 20 to 40%. The incidence of people with mild to moderate COVID-19 was 3 to 9%. So we need to understand that all of this stuff has similarities expect to long COVID. In fact, there's an article that was also we're putting up on the website. It's called Snake Venom and Long COVID. And if we realize that all of this stuff is something that, you know, we've been thinking about and talking about, and now we're finally starting to see some research that has linked some of this back together, that's a good thing. But here's the thing that I started off with, and I'm going to say it again. The protocol remains the same. Eat clean. Don't eat sugar. Don't get around newly vaccinated people. That's really, really important. Take the zinc, your potassium iodine, your quercetin, your N-acetylcysteine, your vitamin C plus antioxidants, bentonite clay if you need to detoxify the intestinal tract, D3, K2, and nitric oxide. It always has been the same since the very beginning. So don't allow yourself to go into hysteria. It's really, really important. Could this be part of the great plot by the evil one to subdue humanity and to force humanity to become in his image rather than the image of the great I am. He already did it once, guys. He already did it in Genesis chapter 6. We can't act like we've been basically blindsided. We didn't know this was going on. There is nothing good about COVID, this gain-of-function virus that they've released on the population as a eugenics bioweapon. There is nothing good about remdesivir. There is nothing good about any of this stuff. And we just need to learn to tell our friends from the rooftops to avoid all of the, how should I say, fear mongering and fear porn. That's the most important thing, is don't scare people. Just don't scare people. Just stay on your supplements. Keep praying to the Most High God. We have not yet had a chance to pray for you guys this morning. But guys, I love you. I really do, and I appreciate you. If you've got any more questions, feel free to text me or to call the office or to basically email us. But again, just stay on your supplements. We talked about this on Friday. Just keep taking your supplements. I think we talked about it on Monday, too. And just stay healthy. Austin, what do you think, buddy? What's your next story?
That's really well said. And, you know, that's been my response to multiple people that have brought this up. What do we do now? Well, what did you do for the last 2 years? Well, I ran my supps and I exercised and I stayed healthy. Okay, well, keep doing that. Continue to do what you need to do. You know, my biggest concern still right now, and I've been shouting from the rooftops, is what we can actually do preventatively right now. And one of those is keeping people off remdesivir. That's the biggest thing that I'm still talking about right now. How they concocted this shot, how they brewed up this virus, whatever they did with it, I've already had it. I know it's rough to get. I know a lot of people that got it, they've bounced back as well. I know some people that have gotten it and they went to the hospital, they were put on remdesivir and it killed them. And I fully, full-hearted believe that remdesivir is the main culprit right now that's being used as the tool to knock people off when they go into the hospital, because I have had so many eyewitness firsthand stories that I've personally had to hear. And, you know, it breaks your heart after a while hearing about this, and families that have had their family members go in there. And now they're saying that apparently remdesivir is going to be able to be approved for children if they catch COVID now, from what I'm hearing. I've been able to verify that. But if they actually approve remdesivir for children in hospitals, this thing is so far sadistic when it comes to their overall goal. It's so blatantly obvious. I mean, remdesivir, if you look back at the clinical trials and the research they did in Africa when they first started working on it in 2016, all it continued to do was kill everybody they put it on. 30% of the people died that got it in the clinical trials. There was no success with the drug. The only people that were successful for the people that happened to make it through alive, that didn't have complete organ meltdown within a few couple days and managed to stay alive a few extra other days, and suddenly the virus died off because just about every other living organ in their body was dead, and they happened to bounce back and their body happened to recover from it. Oh, and it was a success now. It killed COVID. Well, guess what? COVID probably would have been gone in a week anyways as a viral infection. Oh, that's right. We're not going to talk about that. Not going to talk about that most people knock COVID out within a week. Oh, so when they say the clinical trials worked and it knocked COVID out within a week of taking remdesivir, again, more theater, more lies, more obfuscation to make people focus on something that they need to get, when in fact that very drug, in my personal opinion, and I've told you guys this from the very beginning once we started researching this, I think they use COVID as an excuse to roll out remdesivir. Remdesivir was the primary ingredient that was used to kill people in the hospitals at the very beginning and up to date after they got people injected with this gene therapy RNA shot, and people continue to get sicker and sicker and sicker. Then what do they do when they go to the hospital and they're positive for COVID? Oh, that's right. Even if they've had the shot, they still put them on remdesivir, and then suddenly, oh, it's another COVID death. So again, my friends, like Dad just said, nothing's changed. Understand always what they want you to focus on and what they want you to look at. And I'm not knocking any information that's been rolled out over the last couple of days. What I am saying is make sure you do your own research and you realize what else is going on. At the same time, while everybody has been focused on this, nobody even bothered to realize that the Justice Department just completely and totally went through and banned 80% lowers and essentially made them illegal for to sell. They're saying now that all manufacturers that are selling 80% lowers have to be serialized and background checked to sell basically a piece of polymer or a piece of aluminum block. This goes far beyond any type of gun laws or gun registration or gun restrictions. This is now taking it to the point where the Justice Department, along with the ATF, by the way, the ATF now has a new criminal heading the, you know, basically the ATF, and it's basically Attorney General that basically came in now and is going in and is basically going to revamp the ATF and make sure that they're looking at everything very closely. They're now saying that Steve Dettelbach is now basically the new nominee for the head of the ATF. Because, of course, you know, why wouldn't we need a new criminal element in place to restrict further gun laws? Once you start going in and you start allowing an alphabet agency to retroactively and arbitrarily start banning anything they want, including a block of aluminum, which that's what an 80% lower is. I've had them before. It's literally a full block of aluminum that's shaped in the shape of a basically an AR-15 receiver. That's it. There's nothing milled out. You have to do a significant amount of work on an 80% lower in order to make it a functional firearm. It's so ridiculous to me that I've seen so many people coming out now and supporting this unbelievably illegal, unconstitutional, arbitrary law that they put forward now. And I told my buddy the other day, I said, what's so stupid about this and what so many people aren't even bothering to question is, I said, there is no at all any evidence whatsoever that shows 80% lowers are being turned into firearms and being used in crimes. And they go, oh, well, it's because there's no serial numbers, so we can't track them. And I asked my buddy, I said, when we were talking about it, I said, does anybody even understand what they're actually talking about? I said, do you really think felon criminals that are violent criminals are going and buying an 80% lower, then buying a jig, then taking the jig and milling out the 80% lower, then ordering a lower parts kit for an AR-15, getting everything milled apart, and then all the lower parts it's basically installed, then buying a complete upper receiver of an AR-15, barrel, upper receiver, bolt carrier, everything, then going on and putting all that together and assembling a real firearm, then essentially buying all the extra parts and mags and ammo, assembling it, testing it, practicing with it, getting aim on point and making sure the weapon's operational. Okay, now they're ready to go commit a crime if they already didn't get busted trying to buy one of those parts. This is what they have done now, is they're going very, very slowly and chipping away and arbitrarily restricting small gun laws and saying, hey, by the way, this is what we're doing now to prevent gun violence, when in reality, there's nothing they're doing that is being done designed to prevent gun violence. It is simply being done to restrict law-abiding citizens from being able to own firearms and build firearms. What's going to happen now? If this continues to go and people actually comply with this stuff over the next couple of years, you're going to see where the younger generation, like my children, are going to come up, most of which they're not even going to know what firearms are. Or they're going to say, oh, no, guns are bad. We don't touch guns. They're bad. Only police should have guns. Like Macron said, the complete and total lunatic in France, I do not support self-defense. If you have burglars or home invaders come into your home, you need to call the police and just let them do what they need to do and call the police and wait for them to come in. You do not have the right to self-defense. That's what he said. That right there, my friends, is the overall goal that they're trying to promote, and that's what they're trying to do to make sure nobody has the right to be able to defend themselves. The only people that have a benefit in taking your firearms are the people that want to take them away because they know what they're about to do to you, you would shoot them in the face for later on. That's it. There's only one reason why somebody wants to disarm you. One reason only. They want to do something to you later that you would shoot them for. Period. That is why I encourage my friends and my family to stay armed, to stay practiced, to stay training, and understand your gun laws and understand training and weapons tactics if you need to use them. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting now. In the vehicle market, the Biden administration has now stated that they're going to allow more ethanol and gas to lower the price of fuel over the summer. I can't even begin to state how stupid this is. They're now saying they're going to allow up to 15% ethanol in all fuel products across the country in order to lower fuel. It should help a whopping 10 cents a gallon. While the country is now going into a food shortage. We've now released a huge supply of strategic reserves of fuel that said it's going to drop fuel for about a month. And then I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of the strategic reserves. I guess nobody's realized that they're reserves for a reason and they go empty at some point. And while food supplies are becoming a serious problem in the country, we're going to burn more corn in fuel, which makes it more inefficient, by the way, unless a vehicle's set up for E85 and it can actually run that. Older vehicles, by the way, if nobody has ever used this, which most guys in the vehicle industry know, ethanol absolutely eats gaskets, rubber hoses, and all aspects of engine components that are rubberized in vehicles that are not set up for full ethanol running. There's a reason why they use ethanol sometimes in race cars and they use them in track cars, because it can be used and tuned very efficiently. However, the fuel systems, fuel management products, hoses, lines, everything has to be set up for ethanol. You start running ethanol in older vehicles, especially in vehicles in the 90s and early 2000s, that have not been properly set up for this, and you're running 15% ethanol in them, you're going to ruin these engines very, very quickly. They're not going to last much longer. Boom. Maybe that's the point of what they're doing right now, isn't it? Doesn't it seem very odd that we're having this massive shortage on vehicles all across the country, and Ford and GM have pretty much completely shut down right now? Again, they have not said why they've shut down. Oh, it's a chip shortage. Oh, it's a bolt shortage. Oh, it's COVID. COVID shut us down again. Come on, guys. While the rest of the country is fully operational and running, for the most part, all of a sudden the biggest manufacturers of vehicles in the country suddenly can't figure out how to get parts from anywhere in the entire world. Now we're going to start running high amounts of ethanol, and these older vehicles are going to start having huge amounts of engine, fuel system, transmission problems when all these gaskets start basically eating and eroding from the ethanol. No, this is exactly what they're trying to do. At the same time, they're telling everybody you need to go get an EV vehicle, while California is blatantly saying, I don't know about this, guys, because you're going to burn the power grid up. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Now we have this massive shooting in New York in the subway, which this whole thing reeks again of a false flag deep state operation. They're now basically saying that this guy went into the subway and shot 10 people after he popped smoke. Black male wearing a construction shirt. They still haven't found him, allegedly. Now, I find this real funny. Not at a laughable standpoint, an ironic standpoint. New York has one of the strictest firearm laws in the entire country, period, in New York City. They will straight arrest you if you get caught with a firearm that's not fully registered in your name, and you'll go to jail for multiple felonies. That's New York. The subway system has become an absolute nightmare when it comes to crime. Haven't addressed it at all. Mayor of New York hasn't addressed it at all. There's cameras everywhere in New York. There's surveillance systems everywhere in New York. And you're telling me some guy happened to go on a subway system when there are people with camera phones out the Yik Yak now? You'll see somebody slap another individual on an underground trolley in UK, and all of a sudden it goes viral. But yet suddenly nobody had their phones with them when this happened. Nobody had the ability to record this guy or could figure out where he went, but he just suddenly popped off and shot 10 people in a subway and then disappeared. Always remember the timing, and Barack Obama was great about this. He worked with the deep state aggressively to make sure that the false flag shootings always happen on his perfect timing when they were getting ready to start discussing and pushing more gun restrictions. It's not coincidental that this shooting happened right now and this other shooting happened, and they're suddenly starting to push all these new gun laws. Now they're saying they want universal registration background checks. Well, what that means is they want to make sure that every single firearm is fully registered with the federal government, the ATF, in the event that you ever do a transfer. If you sell a firearm to another friend and you don't do a background check and a registration, you're committing a felony. It's full-blown gun registration. That's what that is. This is why they want to do it. They want to make sure that they have the narrative lined up, so when they start pushing these gun laws, you get the sheeple, the morons, the clowns, the people that, I support the next current thing. They're going to be right behind it again. And I would not be surprised under any circumstances that we see some other weird, crazy false flag shooting again in the very near future. That's why I encourage you, if you have the ability to do so, the means to do so, and the training to do so, make sure you stay strong and armed and know how to use your firearm. Don't just go get a concealed weapon permit, my friends, and stuff a pistol in your pants and think you're Rambo. It ain't going to work that way. When you get under pressure, when you have to start operating under pressure, it's going to go badly. You have to train. You have to take concealed carry classes. You have to make sure your accuracy is on point. You have to know how to clear malfunctions and jams in a firearm and not freeze up. Hesitation gets you killed in almost every aspect of life, especially a gunfight. You have to know what to do in that situation. I told you guys the last time we went out training, we did rifle training with my buddy Jeff, who's a retired ranger. He basically had this stick that everybody loathed during the class, and you know, we were just beat to pieces doing rope climbs and full kit and everything else. And he would go through, and we're running these drills, and we're, you know, sprinting, going to the next stopping point as far as bounding and moving and pushing forward. And all of a sudden, he'd come up behind us with a stick, and he'd hit the bolt on the AR behind us and jam up the whole rifle platform. And you got another guy shooting, I'm shooting, we're trying to lay cover down and bound and move forward, and all of a sudden you got a doggone stovepipe in your AR and the whole thing's jammed up. Now you're sitting there trying to get behind cover and clear the firearm down. And I'll tell you what, it was extremely stressful. Even not having return fire back at us, it was very stressful. Then he kept doing it over and over and over again. And he told me, he said, I promise you 100%, when you have a weapons malfunction, it is going to be at the worst time in a gunfight. I kid you not. And he goes, the worst time in a gunfight to have a malfunction is when you're shooting at an individual that's shooting back at you, and you get a weapons malfunction, and the weapon goes down for a second, and you get it back up, and you can't find the guy anymore. He's gone. He's disappeared. He said that's the most ill-gut feeling you'll ever have in a gunfight, now trying to figure out where the guy's at that you were just trying to kill. Now you can't see him. Make sure you understand how to operate, my friends, because I promise you, these things, like happened in New York subway, they're going to keep occurring as long as they can keep pushing their narrative, because they are bent on disarming the United States populace as much as they can. If they're willing to put remdesivir on the market to kill people, if they're willing to release some type of concocted chimera virus from Wuhan with whatever is in it, with a snake venom, whatever they came up with this weird stuff is, if that's what they did, and you think they're not willing to try to steal and confiscate everybody's firearms so they can turn around and do what to us next? Look at what's going on in China right now with the lockdowns. I mean, they're full-blown locking people down in apartments, not letting them leave for food. There's restriction, zero COVID policy, you're not allowed to leave. That's what's going on in communist China. That's what happens when you have your firearms disarmed, your firearms taken away from you, just like in Australia. Oh, well, yeah, by the way, your neighbor tested positive, so we're taking you to a concentration camp for the next 2 weeks. We're going to put you in a cell by yourself because, you know what, your neighbor across the street tested positive, and, you know, you didn't test positive, but it's for your protection. It's for your safety. We're going to put you in a concentration camp. They already built the facilities in Australia, my friends. Do you think they built those multi-million-dollar concentration camps all over Australia because they're going to leave them alone? They put airstrips around them. They put train stations around them. And you think they're going to just allow those COVID centers to just distant, just go away? Guys, they're working on something big behind the scenes, and it's very important. We keep getting the truth out there and stay focused on some of the biggest things we can do. That's getting the truth out there, waking people up, and taking care of our family, our friends, our children, whether it be spiritually, mentally, physically especially, staying strong, staying fit, and keeping your immune system strong with vitamin C and D3, just like we've done and we've told everybody for the last 2 years. What do you think, Dev?
You know, Austin, excellent segment. You know, what I've seen is this. You know, the mainstream news now has a new subway shooter in New York, right? And so the mainstream news is focused on that as far as losing more gun rights. You know, they pick this black guy out who they say is pretty much mentally ill, and they want to blame him for the shooting, but they never accuse him of it. Do they have fingerprints on the weapons? Do they have fingerprints on the mags? Or do they have his fingerprints? But they've thrown him under the bus, kind of like they did that. Remember that bomber that they had at the Olympics, you know, back in the 90s or the 80s, whenever that was, you know, in Atlanta? And they basically blamed all, you know, him, and then all of a sudden he sued everybody because he had nothing to do with it. How do you know this guy has anything to do with it? Why are they picking another black guy? I mean, it's ridiculous. He may not have had anything to do with it. And why hasn't the person who was sitting next to this black guy who basically did what he did, why hasn't he identified this guy? So the whole thing is really weird to me. So I'm going to say something, and I'm going to be real as politically correct as I can on this, which I usually don't do, but I'm going to try to on this, is that be very careful with the news cycle and what they're doing behind the scenes. guys, it's so important. You know, now they've got alt media all wrapped up in snake venom. I mean, alt media is wrapped up in snake venom. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to do that. Because the protocol remains the same. Don't use remdesivir. Stay away from sick people. Don't take kill shot injections. Take your supplements. That's the same thing we've been saying for 2 years. But now we've created a hysteria with people. Oh, my God. You know, you got another shooter on the bottom. All this stuff is going on. And what's happened is the Ukraine war has lost its ability to generate clicks in the mainstream media. And the American population has an extremely short time space as far as how much they remember stuff.
Yeah,
they don't. They don't remember anything, Austin. I mean, 2-3 weeks later, they're done. They're bored with it. They don't have anything else to do with it. And that's because of TV. Watch the TV. Watch mainstream media. Watch all the news. And watch the changes in the movies, etc. 3 to 4 seconds. 3 to 4 seconds. 3 to 4 seconds. They're changing stuff. They're changing stuff. They're changing scenes constantly because it keeps people entertained and their minds entrained. It keeps them entertained and their minds entrained. So when something's not moving at rocket speed, they get bored with it. I got news for you. You know, you start getting hungry and your family is not getting food and they're taking your weapons away and they're telling you to go to a concentration camp to get food or a FEMA camp, you won't be bored anymore, okay? All of this stuff is being used for cover for the World Economic Forum. Because its goal is to control and change life on Earth by hacking into humans and removing free will. They want you to be infertile and servile. Fluoride's done a lot of that already. But they want to change everything. Because, you know, Klaus Schwab, he's a founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. You know, he's basically the personification of the Great Reset, the ultimate goal of which is to do away with the democratic process, get rid of all the republics like the United States, and give all ownership and control to the international banking control people who basically run the Federal Reserve banks around the world right now. Now, once you understand that and you realize what they're doing, they're going to use the media constantly, including alt news and the mainstream news, to basically do things to distract you. Now, here's the thing I've got to ask you. You know, and I'm not picking on anybody, but I've seen it come and go over the years. I've been doing what I've been doing for almost half a century, since 1981. I've been actually involved in bodybuilding and working out and training and eating right for over half a century. And we started Health Masters in 1981. I'm a best-selling author. Austin and I have done this show now. We've done close to 2,000 podcasts. You know, we're not some commie, you know, Johnny Come Lately. I was speaking to a producer of an alt show today, and they told me that it seems strange to me how some of these people come from nowhere and they suddenly have this national prominence, and suddenly they're getting all of this bandwidth to promote what they're saying, and how so many of these people just, you've never heard of them a year ago or 2 years ago, and they just pop up from nowhere. You know, I've been doing radio and TV now for, you know, almost 40 years. And suddenly, you know, people come in, and all of a sudden they don't have any censorship whatsoever. They have no limitation on their bandwidth, and they're being promoted. So I'm asking you guys a question. Is alt news being used to distract people from what they're doing in the real world? Yes. I'm going to tell you the answer to that. Give you the question, give you the answer. And I've told you this before, and I'm going to tell you this again. 90% of alt media is CIA, government paid. We know the government's already paid the mainstream media, including Fox and Newsmax, to promote vaccines. We know that. I mean, it's, you know, we've posted those articles repeatedly. I'll do it again today. So all of these things are happening around us to distract us, not to see what's happening. They want a new world order, basically, and a new people that are genetically hacked. The WEF operates via fear mongering. That's what they do about disease and environmental catastrophes. You know, when the population is controlled by fear, it welcomes authoritarian protections like increased surveillance and digital identity systems, you know, introduced under the guise of safety. But they're not safe at all. In fact, Schwab wrote one of the greatest lessons of the past 5 centuries in Europe and America is this. Acute crisis contributes to boosting the power of the state. It's always been the case, and there's no reason why it should be different with the COVID-19 pandemic. Remember, nobody has elected Schwab to any government position, but he's behind the scenes pulling the strings nonetheless. This is a very, very, very good article, by the way, that I'm going to post, written by Clark Jost, And you know, and what's interesting about this is, he goes on to say, the WEF portrays itself as a global organization committed to improving the state of the world, but most would be taken back if they knew who's behind it. You know, here's the thing. You've got to realize that they're committing to reengineering life itself. We've talked about that. You know, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, he openly admits that data might enable human elites to do more than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, he says, elites may gain the power to reengineer the future of life itself. Because once you hack something, you usually engineer it. Soon, he says, some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all people. If they succeed in hacking life, he describes it as the greatest revolution of biology since the beginning of life. For thousands of years, nothing fundamental has changed. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design, not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds. This is what the guy says here from who's working with WEF. Complete blasphemy against God Almighty. You know, and it says that the WEF is actively indoctrinating young workers, just as young leaders. Justice Snow, Macron, Zuckerberg, all of these people, including Putin, have all been part of this. And they really believe that you'll be owe nothing and you will be happy. If WEF and Schwab are intent on moving ahead with their plan for global dominion, they'll need to get people on board with the idea of giving up ownership to the quote-unquote banking class. But how? You bring in BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, has $20 trillion under management. Basically, they own everything, including giant groups of subdivisions all over the United States and all over Florida now. BlackRock has more power than most governments on Earth and also controls the Federal Reserve. Wall Street megabanks like Goldman Sachs and WEF's Great Reset, or according to William Engel, a strategic risk consultant and a lecturer who had a degree in policy from Princeton University. So what's the connection with the World Economic Forum? BlackRock founder, CEO Larry Fink, is a WEF board member. Sears poses the question, is the World Economic Forum and BlackRock colluding in corporatism where an unelected corporate elite dictates top down to the population? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. And all of these people, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, they have $20 trillion, like I mentioned just a minute ago. That means, you know, with 5 to 20% down, they can get mortgages on 130,000 to 170,000 homes every year. They can outright buy 30,000 homes per year, just BlackRock. And this is just the small numbers and not including numbers they could be getting through the Exchange Stability Fund. If the average American pushed out of the housing market, as most of them available housing will be owned by investment groups, corporation, you become beholden to them as your landlord, and you will own nothing. And that's what we need to understand. All of this stuff is basically part of this World Economic Forum and this Kabbalist, Luciferian, satanic, communist plan to take over the United States and the planet that was brought to us first in earnest through the Frankfurt School in 1933 when they came to Columbia University. Who else talks about this stuff with you guys all the time? This is the group that basically is reprogramming us, and it's a fear-based mindset. It's what they always have done. They scare you half to death, and that way you give up your freedoms in order to allow them to control you more and more and more, and we lose our freedoms. If they take our Second Amendment away, Austin, if they take that away from us, and they take our guns away from us, the United States will be a complete and total third world has-been country. They'll have no ability to defend itself. Like Austin said earlier in the program, in New York City, if you're caught with a gun, you're automatically thrown in jail. No ifs, ands, or buts, you're put in jail, period. You're not allowed to have guns. Not allowed to have guns in your suitcases, not allowed to have guns in your cars, not allowed to have guns in your motorhomes. No guns at all in New York City. Yet a person who's a criminal can walk onto a subway with a bag full of basically smoke bombs and guns and magazines, open fire on people if we want to believe what they've told us, and all of a sudden it's the gun owner's fault that this criminal, whoever it was or he was or she was, decided to do what they were going to do. No, it's not. If the people in that subway had been armed properly, the other people, they could have returned fire and they could have killed this guy. And I promise you, these guys, this guy obviously did not want to be killed because he took off. People don't like it when other people shoot back. It's not as much fun when you have a target that's shooting back at you. You know, it's not much fun if you're sitting there with a saber-toothed tiger and all you have is a K-bar and that's all you've got. Or a lion or a bear. And suddenly it's like, wow, this is really the pits. The same thing is true. When you're attacking somebody and they're shooting back at you, you don't like that if you're a criminal. That's why they flee. Guys, listen to me. I used to tell my kids when they were little, I'd always say three words. First was, stay with dad. second three words were, stay in college. Those were my words. And I realized something the other day. I was talking to Sharon and I was praying. It doesn't really change much on the first one, does it? Stay with Dad, your Heavenly Father. He's your dad. Stay with God. Stay with the great I am. Stay with Jesus. Stay with Dad all the days of your life. It will go better for you. And you'll be able to walk in power and of love and authority, like it says in the book of Timothy, and not in fear. Don't allow a fear-based mindset to overcome you. Nothing's changed with COVID since last week. It's the same as it always was. We're just finding out more and more mechanisms of what they've done. The protocol is the same. Don't take booster shots. Don't take the shots. Stay away from poisons that you don't want. Don't take experimental vaccines. Nothing's changed. Stay with Dad. Stay with the Word of God all your life, and things will go well. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. One thing I want to clarify, you know, he was saying if we lose our Second Amendment rights, the only way in the United States with 330 million people with over a billion firearms that we lose our Second Amendment rights is if we voluntarily give up our Second Amendment rights and hand our firearms over, period. Like the old Montage says, come and take it. There will be no voluntary surrender of firearms in this country if the patriots stand up. Period. I can make that crystal clear if I can make it any better. Period. Firearms will not be relinquished in this country as far as my friends, my family, and everyone I know. Now, secondly, you're going to see a push to basically try to force people to comply with this by using any means necessary. And I personally think food is going to be the main mechanism for this. This is the easiest and most effective way to get people to disarm themselves and give up their rights. Remember, I told you guys this at the beginning of COVID. Rights are yours. The only way you lose rights is if you give them away. You hand them over because you are scared of something and you're telling somebody else, you need to take my rights or let me hand my rights to you so you can protect me. That is the entire premise of losing constitutional rights, is you voluntarily at some point relinquish them and hand them to someone else so that they have the job of respecting and maintaining your rights. That's at least the thought, the process. Well, the problem is when you have an out-of-control, lunatic, sadistic individual, or i.e. government, that is blatantly making it acceptable to kill you, you can't give up any of your rights. This is why I was so diametrically opposed to masks, to mandates, to lockdowns, to any restrictions of government on us at any time. It's kind of like Dad just said a second ago. If they really did start using snake venom in this stuff, it didn't change a darn thing with me over the last 2 years. My mantra is still the same. Do not comply. Been there. Done that, said it for 2 years, didn't comply one single bit, refused to wear a mask anywhere, dealt with the nonsense, didn't shut down my business one single day, didn't stop driving and operating and working with my customers, did not change a single part of my life. And imagine that. The vast majority of people that did that same thing in Florida had been perfectly healthy. Now we're seeing this massive influx of everybody that's ruined their own state with their own policies, with their own politicians that they voted to keep their state unbelievably communist, now want to move down here to Florida. We're the fastest growing state in the entire country. And I don't know what to do about it, to be honest with you. I've told you guys this before. It's gotten very frustrating because literally everybody and their mom is moving to Florida right now. And I don't even mean that figuratively. I mean that literally. And yet, I'm very concerned about what's going to start happening with midterms and other local elections and school board elections and county commissioner elections when we start having all these individuals come here and vote basically the way they're told to vote because they don't use their brain. They don't make decisions for themselves. They simply follow the new current thing. And that's kind of the problem that we've run into in this country, right? People refuse to ask questions. They refuse to do their own research. They refuse to use their brain. This is the problem. This is why I love our Health Masters family and our Health Masters listeners, because all of y'all, every time I talk to you guys, every time I email you guys, everybody uses their brain. It's like the same thing I said in the beginning with Russia and Ukraine. I said, I don't know Putin. Everybody demonizes him, makes him be his bad guy. Is he a bad guy? Oh, no, I've never met him. Do I think Ukraine is the third most corrupt country in the entire world? Oh, absolutely. Do I think there's a whole lot of stuff going on between the Russian-Ukraine event besides what we were being told? Oh, absolutely. Remember, Russia doesn't have to try to justify their antics. They don't put media out to newsstream media like CNN. They don't do that. They simply say what's going on. They go, oh, it's Russian collusion. It's their counter intel. Well, is it? Or are you being told to believe that because CNN is trying to push their own narrative? We know for a fact that they had, what, over 15 different bioweapon labs the United States was funding in Ukraine. We do know that for a fact. They brew up some of this venom stuff over there too. I don't know. All I know is one thing is it didn't change a darn thing for me what happened over there. I continue to stay prepped, stay prepared, stay strong, and stay healthy, help my family, help my friends, and live my life and enjoy it to the fullest. That's what I encourage everyone else to do as well. When you start allowing the media, when you start allowing entities to tell you you can't be happy, you are not allowed to enjoy this, you cannot have any type of fulfillment through Jesus, you can't go to church, you cannot do any of this because, well, it's for your protection. At any point in time, you start listening to somebody telling you that, you have now given up your God-given rights, and you are now accepting the fact that you are going to be a slave to them. This is why it's so important that people understand what's happening and you make your own decisions. You do your own research. If you want to say no to something, say no. It's okay, guys. If you want to say yes to something, say yes. If a big, giant, cross-dressing pervert walks up to you and says, I need to talk to your child about being inclusive and accepting the transgender narrative. I need to talk to him in private real quick. The answer is no. If you touch my son, I will take that as a threat on a minor, and I will use appropriate force to defend him, period. That's the response that you give. It's okay to say no. It's okay not to agree with other people's lifestyle choices. It's okay to not agree with decisions people are making. It's okay for them to disagree with you. This entire narrative and concept that everybody has to accept everything they're told is simply based in the communist Marxist handbook. You have to accept what we tell you to believe, period. You cannot question it. That's the whole point of this fact-checking system. The fact-checkers 100% of the time are designed to steer you right back into the narrative that they're told you to believe in. That's it. That's the only job. It's called the spin doctor. That's what they are. They're designed to make you think a completely separate way once you get exposed to the truth and bring you right back in. You start rabbit trailing and going up to the side street and start taking the red pill. Oh, this is interesting. Well, maybe remdesivir is bad. Whoa. Come here, buddy. Listen, remdesivir is the only acceptable drug right now used for COVID. This, the NIH and the CDC have both said this right now. You got to understand, the CDC said it. It's science, bud. You have to believe the science that remdesivir is healthy for you. I stare you right back on the street. You go, oh, okay, well, the CDC said it. Okay, well, I'll get back on my trail. I'll get back on my trail like a good little peasant. You start going, well, isn't the research showing right here that masks don't work at all as far as the spreading of a virus? The virus is much, much smaller than basically the fibers on this mask. Whoa. The CDC did their own research, bud. The masks work every time. They work 50% of the time, all of the time. You go, well, that doesn't even make any sense. What? No. We fact check it, buddy. Come here. Get back in line. Okay. Focus. Stay in line. Focus on CNN. It's right in front of you. Stay focused on CNN. This is what they do. This is why when I see stuff come out, whether it's mainstream media or alternative media, be very cautious of what you're focusing on and what direction and narrative you're taking. Nothing has changed in our book over here. Continue to keep your body strong. This is why I brought up the magnesium brain food the other day on the Hagman show. It helps out with people that are having issues with brain disorders. It helps out with ADHD and cognitive disorders and depression. The magnesium threonate was shown this in multiple research studies. I talked about it in Hagman on detail on Friday. This is why it's so important to keep your brain chemistry strong and your chemical balance strong. They're using tactics. They're using psychological warfare to manipulate your mind. They don't want you talking about CERN over in Switzerland and them trying to bring up portals. They don't want you talking about that. Whoa. Back on the trail, bud. Don't grab trail. Get back on there. Focus on CNN. Focus on the narrative. Oh, focus on Ukraine. It's a new thing to talk about. Oh, okay. I'll focus back on that. Well, what about Disney? Why are they grooming our children? Why are they putting all these satanic sexual messages in their films? Why are they blatantly saying they're not so secret gay agenda? And I quote, because they want to make sure that they have queers in their movies. Oh, no, bud, you can't know. That's just Disney being Disney. Come on, get back over here. CNN's back on. Focus on CNN. It's called spin doctors. It's called fact checking. It's called they take the very truth that you find and they make you believe it's not truth by telling you more lies. This is why it's so important you continue to tell your friends and family about real news, about truth that's really happening, and about stuff that they can directly change and get involved with, whether it be local elections, whether it be county commissioner stuff, whether it be state levels, whether it be midterms in states that we can do absolutely the best we can to keep good politicians in and garbage ones out and bring new blood in as far as new young politicians that really want to promote truth and constitutional rights. This is so important right now. These are the things we'd be involved in. Keeping your family off remdesivir, keeping your children off the shots, keeping your children off the red dyes and the high fructose corn syrup, and keeping Disney out of their brain. These are things we can directly change right now, all the time. You have to be directly involved with it. So continue, my friends, to keep getting the truth out there. Thank you for forwarding the show. Thank you for getting all the truth out there. I had customers come by yesterday. I missed them. Basically, the Kinstall family out of Ohio, I was gone in the morning. They were over here, and they bought some products from us. They actually gave us a donation, too, for the show, which was very beneficial right now. We needed with a lot of stuff that's going on and the massive price increase that we've been seeing, the shipping alternatives that we've been trying to use now to keep costs down. And thank you guys again for just some of the support and the emails I get. I got some emails the other day, and they were thanking us for how fast we get stuff out. We do the absolute best we can. I know a lot of people have been ruined by the Amazon narrative now, and thank you for buying your supplements from us and not from Amazon. Thank you for supporting other small local businesses and not Amazon. Thank you for supporting online businesses that aren't Amazon. Thank you for doing anything that doesn't support Amazon. Let me just put it that way. I'll put it crystal clear. It's so important that as this continues to advance, we all have to support one another through prayer, through taking care of each other's businesses, through support, through even if it's just promoting people. Thank you again, my friends. If you guys need anything, healthmasters.com, magnesium brain food on sale the rest of the day. Be sure to check it out at healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.